The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Not assholes.
No?
In the room. No.
Right.
No. You guys, no. No. Not at all. It's the Uncensored Monday episode, everybody. Welcome in. Hope you enjoyed, the new episodes this past week. And the classic episode from with Mel, Larry, and myself that dropped in this spot a week ago. Went back to the archives to cover for the fact that we had a recording mess up. But it was fun. Those are fun to go back and listen to from 4 years ago. 4 years old. Man, time flies. This is show 425, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you're not looking at your iPod or computer as you're listening to this, 425 episodes. Coming up on the show today, we've got some speak out for you in small town news.
Yay!
Also, a weather report has gone viral. We'll see if you guys can spot why.
Mm-hmm.
Since we can now show you stuff on the big screen in the room.
That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's going to be a new ride. Or rides coming soon to Disney. It was announced at Comic-Con.
What?
And a crazy court transcript, which is kind of hilarious. Becca, of course, still sitting in with us this week. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Kareem and Jason, as always. I forget, Becca, because this is the summer of Sam, and we're going to have guests sitting in throughout the summer. Do you have another week back with us at some point?
I think this might be the last one this summer, okay. Unless something unexpected happens.
I've forgotten. I don't have it in front of me who's coming in when, but we've got Mel coming in at some point for, I think she's coming in again. I think Larry is coming in once in August.
Ooh.
And I believe Christiana is coming back, I think.
Whoa-oh.
So, yeah, a lot of that coming up. But, I mean, summer flying by. It's August 1st.
It's nuts.
July is done.
It's over.
I know. I'm getting married in under 4 months now.
Wow.
It's insane how it's flown by. It's just flying by. Just like money out the window. Flying right by.
Just leaves.
Dude, I went and went with my kid last week to get a wedding cake for her wedding. Holy shit, Batman.
Yep. Wedding cake. We're doing cake and cake pops.
Yeah, no, we can't afford cake pops.
Well, actually, for the size that we're doing and the place that we're doing it, cake pops were a less expensive option.
Oh, man.
Yeah, at $3.25 a pop.
Yeah.
Cake pops were cheaper than cake.
Oh, I believe it.
So that's all coming up. And you're back to school shopping. It's time to do it. Go ahead and do it through the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com. Get school supplies, get stuff around the house, stock up your Amazon pantry, whatever you want. Doesn't cost you anything extra to shop through the link there, and it does help support the show. So thanks for doing that. If you have been, if you haven't been, quit being a taker and start supporting the show. I mean, it's a free show. 425 free shows.
And all we're asking is that you just, go to the website, click through to Amazon and order something.
Yeah, if you're shopping Amazon anyway. If you're not shopping Amazon, I don't care. But yeah, if you're going to do it, go ahead and do it. All right, let's get into this thing, because if we don't, we'll be here all night.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right. Who wants to go first? Kareem, I know you felt very strongly about something I posted.
Oh, God.
Because basically, Michael Jordan finally came out and publicly said something about a social issue. Which has not happened, ever.
Yes.
Because, as he famously once said, Republicans buy sneakers too.
Yeah.
But Michael Jordan not selling as many shoes as he once was. He's the owner of a team, he's a little bit older, and now he feels compelled. And he has given $1 million donation to two different groups.
I don't
remember off the top of my head. $1 million for Michael Jordan is not a huge deal.
Yeah, so the NAACP... peace, a defense fund, and then he gave $1 million to a police fund.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't have an issue necessarily about him speaking out. I just don't think he deserves any credit for it. At this point, him speaking out was akin to, it's like non-important, because it's not who he's shown himself to be. So like the I mean, shit, everybody spoke out before he spoke out. Mm-hmm. The WNBA players who don't make $2 million all together were willing to take a fine and be suspended or whatever against the WNBA, spoke out before he spoke out.
And the fine, by the way, the fine was rescinded.
Was rescinded, yeah. Tim Scott, the only black man in Congress who was trying to pretend he wasn't black, spoke out in Congress about the racism he's faced since he's been in Congress before Michael Jordan spoke out. So LeBron James, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, and who am I? Dwayne Wade spoke out during the ESPYs. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And, you know, so it takes all of these people to speak out before you, who are supposed, who should have been the next, who was the next great athlete spokesperson in the world after Muhammad Ali. And you speak out after all those people.
He is a great athlete.
He is.
He has not ever been a social voice. Here's what he wrote. As a proud American father who lost his own dad in a senseless act of violence and a black man, I've been deeply troubled by the deaths of African Americans at the hands of law enforcement and angered by the cowardly and hateful targeting of and killing of police officers. I grieve with the families who have lost loved ones, as I know their pain all too well. And like Kareem said, he's donating $1 million to the Institute for Community Police Relations and $1 million to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. So he's really not taking a position other than stop being assholes to each other and stop killing each other.
Exactly.
But that's a, I know you have a very different perspective than I do, and I'm not giving him all of the credit in the world. I think it's good that he finally stepped up and said something.
And like I said, the fact that he said something, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But it, to me, it's not newsworthy, because he pretty much did a political move.
Well,
he did a move to not offend anybody. Mm. And then you donated $2 million. Okay, you're a billionaire. So you just made a small tax write off.
And his team just lost the All-Star game because of
he wasn't speaking out against unless I missed something.
No, you did not miss anything there.
Yeah. Didn't speak out against that. And that bill wasn't really, although they painted about the gay and lesbian, the transgender bill, mm-hmm. It is not a transgender bathroom bill. That bill would have taken away the rights of anybody who felt like they were discriminated against at work from being able to sue their employer about being fired.
Now, that is Southern hospitality.
Exactly. And the other thing it did was it said that the cities and the towns could not make companies within the city or town pay their employees more than minimum wage.
Right.
So those were the underlying things there. So nothing on those from him. Your city just lost the All-Star game, which is going to be a ton of money for the city.
Yep.
And you didn't stand up for that. So, like I said, the fact that he spoke up, okay, whatever, you know, good for him, but I don't think it should have. I don't think that they should have spent 30 minutes on SportsCenter on every segment talking the first 15 to 20 minutes on sports on ESPN talking about him speaking up on any of the segments.
I think they were just shocked that he finally did something. Jason, do you have anything you've got chewing at your craw other than whatever's making you sneeze?
Just fucking allergies, man. Fucking hate you nose and your little shitty ass fucking making me sneeze all the fucking time, son of a bitch. Hate my parents for having me and giving me these damn freaking allergies and my mom not breastfeeding me. Yeah, maybe if my mom had breastfed me, you know, I wouldn't have allergies this bad. You know, there's science and there's data to prove it, you know.
Maybe
you know,
she should have had sex with the milkman.
You know, maybe she should have. Maybe she should have done something different because I have these fucking allergies now and it's probably her fault. You know, Jesus, come, god darn piece of shit, ass fucking asshole. cock smokers.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Let's see. Is there anything that's really upsetting me right now?
The fact that it's 105 out.
Oh my god. Yeah. Why? You know, fucking Mother Nature. You know what I mean? Like, let's talk about this for a second. Is like I have a week before like my job starts next Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's
right?
the hottest week in the year.
And we have a fucking swamp cooler at my house. So. Like, really, like, I want to just sit at home and play video games all day, but by, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's so fucking hot that, like, I'm like, I need to fucking take a shower and just sit in the shower for, like, an hour because I don't have a pool and it's so fucking hot and I don't want to get back out. So, fuck you, Mother Nature, for having the hottest week in Sacramento this week when I am fucking off for a week and just want to sit at home and play video games. You know, god damn you, and fucking allowing humans to change their fucking climate and not solving that issue.
That is,
you know?
That is a fair gripe, my friend.
Yeah,
it's a fair
I guess
gripe.
I'm kind of pulling, you know, right now because I'm feeling pretty damn good. So
there you go. Becca, anything bothering you? You're normally a pretty happy-go-lucky person.
Yeah, I'm lost in like a phone labyrinth with Covered California right now, which is kind of frustrating. Oh, and yeah. It's like I'm literally just like, and I feel bad even complaining about this because thank god I have health insurance. Like, I'm so grateful that Covered California exists, and yet I'm just, I don't know, I'm at this point where I'm like waiting to calm down enough to call them back and try another time, because it's just, I mean, I can't even get into the details of it, but it's just basically like I change jobs, I need to change my health insurance, and they are so confused by that, and I can't do it on the website. And then when you call, you have to listen to like 5 minutes of PSAs recorded that are like, you could do this easily on the website. And I'm like, no, it's not working. So I did like the Becca version of losing my temper with someone today, which is like, I sound a little grouchy and I sigh and then I hang up and I feel super guilty and I try to send the person like forgiveness beams across the universe or something, like, I am so sorry, Guadalupe, who works at the Covered California hotline, if you are listening, I'm really sorry I was short with you today, but at the same time, what the hell, this shouldn't be so hard.
Thanks Obama.
But seriously, thanks Obama, I'm so grateful for health insurance, if I could just get it.
All right, I have a gripe, and my gripe is with two ladies in the Democratic Party, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton. And here's why. By the way, Democratic nominee for president, Hillary Clinton. So Debbie Wasserman Schultz, head of the DNC until the end of the convention, because she is having to step down because WikiLeaks WikiLeaked a bunch of emails from the DNC about basically them shitting all over Bernie Sanders, Bernie's supporters, Bernie's chances, anything like that. Oh boy, and fuck you, guy at Politico, who allowed the DNC to edit your story. Who the fuck are you supposed to be? Fuck you, you dick. And okay, so fine, it's all gone through, it's passed, it's water under the bridge, she has to resign in disgrace, he says in air quotes. Before she actually steps down, the Hillary Clinton campaign announces that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's being forced to resign because of misconduct in an organization that she oversees, is joining the Hillary Clinton for President campaign. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
That is a misnomer.
Are you fucking kidding me? You can't sit around for 6 months and wait and then slip her an important job later? Are you that goddamn arrogant that you think people aren't going to notice this bullshit?
Really? Not slip her an important job. It is a job in name only.
Well, that's even worse. That's even worse because it's not necessary. It's completely not necessary. And by the way, what do you look like to the average voter if you're just like, oh, by the way, you had to resign in disgrace because the organization that you work for was rigging things in a political system? Oh, come on board. Come on board. By the way, we're not Donald Trump. He's really bad. You're really bad, too, but in a different way. You're not okay. You're not good. But we don't have a better choice. And that pisses me off. Because all she had to do was let this bitch ride off into the sunset and appoint her to some bullshit job in January when she's president. But no, She's got to run her up on there. And what happens in day one and day two of the DNC? Every time Hillary's name gets mentioned, a bunch of people boo. A bunch of people boo. And you know who's running around gleefully clapping his tiny hands? Donald Trump. Because he knows that this is nothing but great for him. Because they look like he's been doing nothing but say crooked Hillary the whole time. It's been crooked Hillary for the past 2 months. And what does she do? Bring somebody on board who's resigning because of misconduct. It's stupid. It's arrogant. And it's irritating. There. That's my grievance.
I will say that some tax should have been done with the hiring of her.
Don't sure. fucking hire her.
She did not She's hire not really, her.
She's not really hired. I read an article that said she's like an honorary chair or something, and apparently Obama had 24 of those, including like the actress Eva Longoria and some like
Eva Longoria name. Never tried to rig an election.
No, that's true, but I'm just saying it's not a paid position. She's not actually running the campaign.
I don't care. It looks bad.
It does look bad, and it made me feel sad.
And we are 3 months away from the general election, and you are trailing Donald Trump now in the polls, and you do something that makes you look bad and reinforces crooked Hillary. You've just reinforced what he's been saying. Did it have any credence to it? No. Does it really matter? No. But it looks bad, and it's dumb, and it's arrogant, and it pisses me off, because this could be the move that leads to President Trump. Remember that. Remember that in November. If he gets elected, look back, show 425. And by the way, it's time to take some things back, and not just America. I was watching Clerks 2, and I was reminded that there are things that maybe you should take back, and some things you shouldn't.
I don't mind people snickering at the stupid uniform I've got to wear, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let some self-righteous lucky turd come in here and treat me and Dante like we're a couple of fucking porch monkeys.
Randall! I'm sorry.
He didn't really just say what I think he said.
What? Porch monkeys? Randall!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I want my money back right now.
Of course. You know what? Here, take this on us.
Oh, no. I'm not eating something that was cooked by some cracker-ass hate monger.
I will. Baby, you can't taste racism.
What racism? Porch monkeys?
This little mother...
Calm down, Chad. It ain't worth it.
You lucky my husband done jump across this counter and knock your teeth in.
Why?
Yeah, baby, why? I mean, ain't like he called us porch monkeys.
Hey!
Come on, baby, stop hitting on me. See, the judge told you about that. You gotta stop putting your hands on me.
Here, take this. This is your money. Please, take the food on us. We're sorry.
Oh, I'm gonna write the paper about this and all y'all getting fired up
Jesus.
In here.
Well, I'm gonna take the food. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Come again.
Don't leave me, babe.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
What? What's the big deal? Since when is it a crime to say porch monkey?
Oh, I don't know. Since forever?
Why?
Because porch monkey's a racial slur against black people.
No, it's not. Nigger is.
Randall!
Did Randall just call Mr. Dante a nigger?
Shut up, Elias!
I didn't just call Dante a nigger. I just said that nigger is a racial slur.
So is porch monkey.
Oh, it is not. Coon, spook, spade, mooly, jigaboo, nignog, those are racial slurs. Porch monkey is not.
I'm going to pretend like this conversation didn't happen.
I'm sorry. That is just so politically incorrect, but a great part of Clerks too. One of the great parts of Clerks. Jason is so uncomfortable right now.
Like, oh man.
Kareem was laughing because I knew he would.
I couldn't
funny.
Even look at Kareem. I was too scared. I was like, why are we all listening to this?
No, I just didn't like that movie. I love.
You're like, there's no way Rosario Dawson would go for that guy.
Well, I here's the thing: is spoiler alert. When Clerks came out, like when the first Clerks came out, like I remember when it came out. I'm fucking old. Oh, yeah, it's a dirty one.
Go ahead. I played a whole thing where you listed off racial slurs.
I know. I saw it when it first came out. I've been a Kevin Smith fan, like Chasing Amy, like all that shit. I've been around his block. And when Clerks 2 was announced, it's like, all right, that might be cool. It might be all right. And then I watched it, and it was kind of like when I watched, what's the Get Shorty sequel?
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name.
I can't remember the name of it. But fucking just so disappointed. And just like, this is no way. I really lost so much respect for Kevin Smith after that film. And pretty much, I've watched one of his films after that. Geely, he did Geely too. Didn't he do that one? Or
no.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, it was Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl.
Yeah, fucking A, man. Like, Kevin Smith just fell off on some of those movies. And Clerks 2, for me, was like the beginning of the end for, like, it was like this guy. So I didn't like the movie. I think that was probably one of the funniest parts of the movie. But yeah. Okay, that's how I feel about them. That's why I was making the face, because it's like, fucking heck, Clerks 2, man. Yeah, I wish we could take that back also.
He then launches a campaign to take back Porch Monkey. Which...
Take it back where?
Take it back
into
as a phrase.
Discourse?
You know the way that young black men are taking back the N-word to use as their own.
Ah.
And then they informed him that he couldn't do that because he's white. meanwhile, in Georgia, a court, there was the weirdest court transcript that came out. And I'll read a little bit of it. There was a defendant who was being charged with murdering a cellmate in jail. But it's just sort of how this whole thing started. Here's the transcript. It's all the basic stuff. He said, the attorney here, I'm wanting to fire him. And the judge says, uh-huh. And you know, I don't feel like he's doing any. And the court says, who are you going to hire? And he says, I'm not going to hire nobody. I'm going to try and get a different public defender. At which point the judge says, this isn't a, you don't have the, you have a right to an attorney. And he said, this lawyer has, he says, you don't have the right to a specific attorney. And so then the defendant says, this lawyer has made sexual advancements on me. He's misrepresenting my case. He told me that if I wanted him to do a good job, that I had to give him oral, I had to let him give me oral sex. He said the doctors at Central State Hospital put a false diagnosis on me. It goes on from there because it's all kind of ridiculous. So then he gets into a back and forth with the judge. At which point the judge gets very upset with him. He says, if you say anything else, I'm going to add 20 days for everything you say. To which he says, fuck you. The judge says 40 days. He says, fuck you again. The judge says 60. He says, go fuck yourself. The judge says a year. He goes, your mama. The judge says 10 years. And he says, suck my dick.
It's like a really high stakes version of that scene in The Breakfast Club.
Yep. Where... At which point the judge says, you know something? This is going to be an interesting trial.
So did that guy seriously just get 10 years?
Well, contempt is a very interesting thing.
He was in Georgia, right?
Yes.
It is possible that he did get 10 years.
Well, he's already in jail and he's being charged with murder. So he's probably not getting out anyway. So it went on to continue, and then he says to the judge, now you're cussing and yelling at me. And he says, I've not cussed. And he says, yeah, you did. And the judge says, I am yelling. And he says, well, go fuck yourself. Suck my dick. So that's why I'm yelling. And he goes, suck my dick. And the judge says, you know something? You're absolutely the rudest person I think I've. And then the defendant says, you reckon? You reckon if I ever let you suck my dick that I could get a fair trial here? The judge says, oh, I don't think so. At which point, Mr. Allen proceeds to tell the judge just how big his dick is, saying, and I quote, I've got a big old donkey dick, and how he uses it to have sex with, and I quote, white boy butts. It's at this point the judge begins to lose his cool. Saying that Mr. Allen, quote, looks like a queer and misinterpreting the meaning of kangaroo court.
Wait, the judge said that the defendant looks like a queer?
From the record, the court. Oh, of course. You know you look like a queer.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, okay, now you're calling me queer in the courtroom. I didn't call you one. I said you looked like one.
Oh, geez. I'm trying to picture who is like the stenographer for the court reporter who's just like typing this all.
It is Georgia.
Oh, it is. So, yeah, at a certain point, he says, suck my dick, you stinking ass cracker. old bitch ass cracker, horse ass cracker, horse ass dick sucking ass, big butt, fuck man ass cracker.
A lot of ass crackers.
Fuck man ass cracker. That's my new favorite. You're a fuck man ass cracker.
it sort of the judge ends this exchange with, you know what, you have a constitutional right to be a dumbass. It's not over at that point. It gets even more messed up, if you can believe it. There are then threats of murder, which where the defendant says, I don't give a fuck. I'll murder you, your whole family, your kids. I'm not supposed to be in jail. I was framed. That motherfucker asked me to eat his ass for a bag of coffee.
Oh, my God.
Nothing like, I mean, like, it's hard to turn down a bag of coffee, for, you know, for, I mean, it's just a little bit of ass that you have to eat, you know what I mean? I mean, maybe it was some of that really good coffee that's like, you know, like from Ethiopia or something that's been like.
I haven't had any coffee that good.
I don't know, man. It must have been really good for this guy to want to eat some ass, you know?
Remind me after the show to send that transcript to Christiana since she's a lawyer.
Oh, man.
Not a trial lawyer, but still. Let's change gears here. Let's have a little bit of whiplash.
Oh.
Yes. Not, that's a different sound. Good news, Guardians of the Galaxy is coming to Disney's California Adventure. It's not just an exciting movie anymore. The president of Marvel Studios announced to a packed house of fans that Guardians of the Galaxy are coming to California's Disney Adventure Park. Beginning in summer 2017, the outrageous and irreverent gang will appear in Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, a comically high-energy, rocking new adventure where guests will be right in the mix with characters from the blockbuster Guardians of the Galaxy films. That's right, there's another one coming.
Ooh.
Despite his his Deep Fortress-like collection, the mysterious Tanalir Tivan, aka the Collector, is displaying his newest acquisitions, the Guardians of the Galaxy. They're trapped in customized display cases. I'm a collector. Suspended over a vast abyss. Unbeknownst to their unscrupulous captor, the intrepid Rocket has escaped and is enlisting the Collector's VIP guests for help. Guests board a gantry lift, which launches them into a chaotic and hilarious adventure as they join Rocket in an attempt to break out his fellow Guardians out of captivity. That sounds like a lot of work. I'm not gonna lie, it sounds like a lot of work. Jason, are you in?
I never got to go on it as the Twilight one, you know I mean, the Twilight House of Terror or whatever it is.
I think it's Tower of Terror.
Yeah, I haven't ever gone on that one, so it doesn't matter to me at this point. Like, I mean, I can't even have like any nostalgia about it because, you know, they've changed Disneyland over so much in the first place.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Kareem, what about you? Are you in for Guardians of the Galaxy?
Since I've never been to Disneyland. No.
What about, do you, have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh, good movie.
Yeah, it is a great movie.
Good movie. Becca, you've seen Guardians, right?
I have, for sure. And I'm excited they're making a Guardians ride, but I'm actually really scared of the Tower of Terror. I rode on it one time, and I was like, I'm not going to do that ever again because I don't love free fall rides.
And it's going away.
And I know, but is the new Guardians going to be a free fall ride also? Because it might be too scary for me.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a make-your-own-adventure sort of game.
Oh, well, then that would be awesome. And, you know, I love Groot and I love Rocket Raccoon, so.
There you go. All right. So there is footage of a weather girl gone viral. Get ready, guys. I want to play this. This is a Mexican weather girl, Susana Almeida. Let's see if you can spot why this clip is going viral. That's not the right clip. Hold on. It says play it again, but that's not the right clip. That's Justin Timberlake. Here we go. Can you spot why this video has gone viral? She's just going to do the weather. I'll even make it full screen for you here. It's the Daily Mirror. Hopefully you can spot why it's going viral.
Oh, yeah.
Can you spot it?
I see it.
It's pretty plain.
Why didn't anyone tell her? That is so mean. Like, doesn't she have people who, like, look at her before she goes?
You mean, doesn't she have people who stare at her vagina before she goes on TV?
Well, I mean, I don't usually stare at people's, but it's
It's right out there, ain't it?
It's right there, yeah. Like, somebody needs to be a friend and
I don't
let her know about those pants.
Here's the thing, though. I don't know how many people made it past those boobs. They're fantastic, too.
Yeah, I mean, she looks good. She's beautiful. It's that's just how the pants are a little too tight.
That's how they have them in Mexico. I'm still still mad that 1010 lost theirs.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Yep. The video was posted on to Imgur, the uploader wrote, "I don't speak Spanish, but she's still my favorite weather girl." Oh, the internet. What did we do before the internet?
Okay, so this might be a dumb question.
Sure.
But, like, you know, if you run into a woman with the way too tight camel toe pants, like, my thought is, like, oh, no, how embarrassing. Gosh, that looks tacky. Somebody should let you know. Like, I mean, these comments, like, she's my favorite weather girl. Like, if you see a woman in unfortunately too tight pants, are you like, oh, yeah? Or are you like, oh, no, tacky? Like, what's the male perspective?
Right. Let's start with Jason, since he's the closest to the female male perspective.
What does that mean?
You'll find out
in a minute.
So yeah, I mean, like, there's a part of me that does say, like, oh gosh, that's too somebody should say something to her, like, she needs to put on some, you know, thicker underwear or something, so you can't just see right through like that. Like, I mean, I could definitely draw a picture of what her vagina looks like, probably, and that's way too much information for me to have. But at the same time, like, there's another part of me that's like, all right.
That's the male side.
It's like, okay.
That's the non-neuter portion.
So that, I guess that's I mean, unfortunately, I mean, I don't like that I do that, but I do that.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a guy.
Yeah.
Kareem, you want to answer the question? I think we're going to be closer to the same answer.
My answer is, damn!
The answer to your question, Becca, is a lot of it has to be, well, A, as a guy, you would never go up to a woman and tell her about that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you couldn't. Yeah, yeah. It would be too creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Two, it really depends on the lady and what she looks like.
Yeah.
Because at one point you'd be like Jason said, like, all right. If it happened to be somebody else, you might be like, oh
yeah, there's definitely,
and look away.
Yeah, there's definitely that, because there's that split second where you go, okay, like, yeah, all right. And then there's the part where it's like, fuck. Why did I can't.
If it was one of my friends, I would tell her, because I know that I would be like looking like the whole time we were out.
Yeah. Right. Right. You need to put that away.
Yeah. And exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what I would say.
Yeah. You got to put that camel toe away.
Only break that out if you're ready to use it.
Yeah. It's like telling a guy that you can see the moose knuckle. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to let a guy know if you see the moose knuckle. But a guy can tell another guy that, you know.
Well, here's the other thing, though, dude. If I walk out with a boner, I know I've got a boner.
No, but a moose knuckle's not a boner, though. A moose knuckle's not a boner. That's where your balls and your dick are just, like, so, like, they're kind of bulging out a little bit, like, with the tight underwear, possibly.
I don't wear,
like,
pants that tight.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
But guys, like, you know, speed, like, Speedos, possibly, or just, like, the workout.
This is the summer of Sam. He is not here.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he's definitely somebody that you would see the moose knuckle on, and you'd be like, yo, dude, you gotta put that knuckle away. You know what I mean? Like, you should only, you have five knuckles on each hand, but I see an 11th. You know what I mean? Put it away.
I like the fact that there's a read more link in here that says Busty Weather Girl is back, and this time she's showing off her boobs in a bouncy exercise routine.
Oh, yes. Busty Weather Girl, you don't need to exercise. I wonder if it's the weather.
I'm curious now if it's the same Busty Weather Girl. No, I don't know.
No, it's a different one.
It's a different one. Let's see. Oh, this is from Romania, I believe. Yeah, she. I think they censored it because her boob actually popped out. Oh no, this is a different one. I'm sorry. Yep, there she is.
Is this like
she's
a
dancing
good
around
Good Day Sacramento, Romania?
I think it is. Yeah, she could use a more supportive undergarment. She really could. She's having fun, though.
And the cameraman's just like taking full advantage of that. Like, there's many people on stage, but he's like, let's just look at her.
Well, yeah. She's probably the most popular member of the show. Those guys are nothing to look at. Let's be honest here. Oh, she realized it. Yep. Now she's tucking back on her shirt. Yep.
Oh. It's popping out. It's popping out. Hey, Nate.
Yes.
Get ready for your bachelor party.
We're watching the weather.
We're watching the weather.
Just all the YouTube naughty weather.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have to get ready for that.
Now that it's 3 months, you know, we got some time.
Hey!
Do you have any plans?
No, I do not. Although I got
telling if we do.
I had a preview as there was a homeless lady who was giving a pole dance and whipping a pole with her belt.
What pole? Like a street sign or something?
Well, no, it was one that had lights on it. One that had like the street lights on it over on Richards Boulevard. Yeah, she was doing a little pole dance to the pole, and then she was whipping it with her belt.
Did anyone leave money?
Nope. Nobody left money.
Oh.
Chris saw a naked on her way to work. She was riding. She takes the bus to work. She saw a woman on Broadway with a man, and like she was just wearing a shirt, and like she bent over, and like she wasn't like it was. She was showing it all off.
She was just wearing a shirt.
All right. So like, there's, I don't know. Naked people are out right now.
That's right. It's summer. It's summertime. It's hot.
Summertime. It's hot.
It's hot. All right. Let's get off of that and on to this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
And it's time for Speak Out, the most passive-aggressive column in any paper anywhere.
Oh, God, election year Speak Out? I'm kind of afraid.
A big thank you to the lady in the silver car on July 13th who paid for my breakfast at the Dunkin' Donuts on Route 3. My day started out busy, but you made it much more bearable. Rest assured, I paid it forward and hopefully made another person smile.
Oh, that was a nice one.
Yeah. I was shopping at the North Country Co-op earlier today and had the most lovely experience. I needed some help to find some vitamins my doctor recommended, and the manager went out of her way to help me. I was intimidated going in, but will shop there again in the future.
Oh, this is a good speak out so far.
Hey, have you ever wondered why the toilet paper pattern is only on one side of the sheet? It always makes me wonder how those machines work. It's not a complaint, but it just makes me so darn curious on how it's made. Maybe Georgia Pacific could offer tours to show people how their products are made.
Is Georgia Pacific in that area at all?
There is a Georgia Pacific plant in Plattsburgh, right. Yeah.
Then it's relevant, okay.
Have you ever wondered why there's only a pattern on one side?
No.
Yeah, I just, as long as my finger doesn't go through, I'm cool. I don't know. I really don't care.
Agricultural runoff into the lakes causes algae blooms. New mega farms are replacing our forests with large manure and chemical fertilized cornfields. Then tile drain directly into lake tributaries. Is anyone regulating this?
Ooh, that seems especially relevant after rumors of algae viruses.
Well, there were algae blooms up in Shasta Lake, but not really a farming related thing.
Hmm. And, or was it?
Local school had approximately 125 scholarships. Over 130 students graduated. 53 students received two or more, with some getting up to 7. Some deserving graduates didn't get any. Unfair. Just saying.
Ooh.
Wait, so merit-based scholarships are unfair?
Just saying.
But... I mean,
just
okay.
Saying.
All right.
Just saying. Follow that. And that works at the end of anything.
Yeah, no, it
just
does.
Saying.
Yeah, no debate after that.
And finally, harvest dinners will be coming around again soon. Senior citizens are the ones who support you all. How about giving them a reduced price?
Wait, how do senior citizens support everyone?
At the harvest dinners, because nobody else goes to the goddamn things.
Oh.
A harvest dinner is something that only senior citizens... Basically, I believe it's put on for senior citizens, and they're the only ones who go.
Well, why don't they get a discount then?
Because,
no, I'm just kidding.
Because their price is the price, because nobody else goes.
Right.
And so then what they should do... See, this is where people that just do marketing just do not understand. Like, charge 20... Like, say that you're going to charge $24.99 for it, and then put it 10% off, and then charge it, you know, $22.50, but, like... plan for $22.50. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that everybody know, like, oh, you're giving 10% off to the seniors. Well, actually, we really made it out for this cost. But we need to make them feel like they're getting a discount. You know what I mean? Like,
when I worked at Mervyn's, I used to set our ad every Sunday. And the only time stuff didn't go, wasn't on sale was the week before there was supposed to be a big sale. Yeah. So then they would take it off sale that week to make it seem like they put it on sale.
Yeah.
But every week it was, the sale price was the same every week.
There you go.
Yeah, it's the on sale price. Come and buy it. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you, Becca, for sitting in. It was good to have you.
Thank you for having me here. Always fun.
Yeah, so if I don't see you before, I'm sure I will. We'll see you at the wedding.
Yeah, we should talk before that.
Probably, since you're performing the ceremony.
Exactly.
You should get something something down.
Yeah, you should probably just meet and hang out and have some coffee and talk about, I don't know, nuptials.
Yeah, unless you want me to just improvise something. I mean,
she can do that. She's trained.
Don't go to Crazy Town. Do not go to Crazy Town. You got to earn that.
You got to earn it.
Improv jokes, everybody. Kareem, have a wonderful week. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, we'll do that. You guys have fun. Stay out of jail. I don't have no bail money for either one of you.
It's true.
Not even me?
Not even you.
Everybody enjoy your Monday. Say, and as the Iron Sheik likes to say, fuck the Monday.
Yeah, fuck the Monday.
We'll be back on Wednesday with a radio-friendly episode. Until then, enjoy this from the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. This is Redbone and Come and Get Your Love on the Nate Darling Show.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.